Okay. Welcome, everybody. I'd like to welcome you all to the Shire of Shark Bay Ordinary Council meeting of December the 17th, 2025. I declare the meeting open. I would also like to welcome our guest in the gallery. Welcome, Faye Castling. Okay. I declare the meeting open at 1:03. I'd like to acknowledge the Mulgina people as the traditional custodians of the land, sea, in and around Shire of Shark Bay, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Item 3, record of attendances and apologies, leave of absences. Apologies, we have Councillor Bellotti and Councillor Cowell. Item 4, response to previous public questions on notice. We have no public questions on notice. Item 5, public question time. I would like to open public question time at 1:03. Would any members of the public like to ask a question? If you would like to, please step forward. I close public question time at 1:04. Item 6.1, application leave of absence, Councillor Bellotti. I'd like a mover and a seconder, please. Move Councillor Ridgely, seconded Councillor Fenny. Councillor Ridgely. Councillor Fenny. I put the motion, all in favour. Carried 5-0. Do you need me to slow down, Michelle?
No.
Okay. Item 6.2, application for leave of absence, Councillor Cowell. I ask for a mover and a seconder, please. Move Councillor Johns, seconded Councillor Smith. Councillor Johns? Councillor Smith?
I'm happy with that, thank you.
Okay. In that case, I'll put the motion, all in favour. Carried 5-0. Item 7, petitions. I don't believe we have any petitions. Item 8, confirmation of the minutes. I'm asking for a mover and a seconder for confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of September 2025. November 2025. I moved Councillor Ridgely. Seconded Councillor Johns. Councillor Ridgely?
Thanks.
Councillor Johns? Councillors, any discussion? Okay. I put the motion then. All in favour? Carried 5-0. There is no announcements by the Chair today. We're up to item... Are you right... Minute taker, correct, okay. Up to item 10.1, schedule of accounts paid to be received. I'd ask for a mover and a seconder, please, for item 10.1. Moved Councillor Ridgely, seconded Councillor Fenny. Councillor Ridgely. Councillor Fenny.
No, nothing from me.
Councillors, anything to add? Okay, I would like to then ask the CEO for, with regards to EFT 34296, dated the 17th the 11th, Allerding and Associates Progressive Payment Consultancy Planning Fees, proposed for Sunday Island Bay, Dirk Hartog, $728.75. Can I just have a rundown on that, please? Page 15.
Thank you, Mr. President. Through the Chair, that you may or may not have noticed periodic payments to Allerding and Associates, who are the planners that we've engaged for the assessment of the local development plan for Sunday Island Bay. that process is nearing completion, so we'll be making a determination on that plan in the near future. But that's simply a progress payment for that engagement. Councillors may or may not recall that when this application came forward, which I think was the third, possibly fourth attempt at an LDP for Sundial and Bay, the decision was made to engage a rather than Liz, our consultant planner, engage another party to make sure that to have a fresh set of eyes over this application. Allerding Associates are a very reputable planning group, and yeah, there's been progressive payments throughout this assessment of this application.
Councillor Smith.
Just on that, Mr. CEO, do we have a recourse for remuneration with that application?
Through the chair, Councillor Smith, no. That's just it's a cost that we bear for assessment of that application, whether it would have been Liz's costs ordinarily, or in this instance, Allerding and Associates.
Thank you. Councillor Finney.
Yeah, sorry, just picked up just a query on page 18. EFT 34331, the shark bay skips, there's just no amount in my minutes. So I was just wondering if...
If it's...
Back up to the bottom of the page before it.
6547?
So same EFT is at the bottom of page 17.
Got him, thank
the
you.
The amount just hasn't... Is there 654720.
Beautiful, thank you.
I'd like to ask the CEO with regards to on page 18, EFT 34335, Strata Corporation trading as Strata Green, supply of GrowSafe turf, fertiliser, soil, stabiliser, chemical application record book, $2,681, please.
Through the chair, that is that's just a periodic top up of all of the fertiliser and stabilisers and chemicals we require for all of the shires. Green space, so foreshore, town oval,
thank you,
etc.
Never seen that one before. Okay, councillors have any other questions? No? Okay, Councillor Ridgely, you move the motion. Have you anything else to add? Rightio. All in favour of accepting the motion? Carried 5-0. Item 10.2, financial reports to the 31st of October 2025. Mover and a seconder, please. Moved, Councillor Johns. Seconder, Councillor Fenny. Councillor Johns.
Nothing from me at this point.
Thank you. Councillor Fenny.
Nothing from me.
Through the chair, Mr. President, I might suggest maybe we move through to 10.3, which is because we've got two sets of monthly financials. We've got the November ones as the next item.
Yep. Okay. We have put the motion, so I will ask to vote on that. So all in favour of that motion? Carried 5-0. Item 10.3, financial reports to the 30th of November. Mover and a seconder, please. Move, Councillor Fenny. Seconder, Councillor Johns. Councillor Fenny.
Nothing from me, but I would like to hear from the CEO.
I'll just wait, Mr. CEO. Councillor Johns, do you have any questions?
Nothing from me.
Okay. Mr. Chapman, if you would like to give us a rundown, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Through the chair, what I might start by saying is that the President and I completed our 24-25 final audit process late last week. Mm-hmm. We had our exit interview with our auditors and with the Office of the Auditor General. The process from here on in is we can now complete our what we call our annual report, and then that allows us to apply depreciation to our financial statements, which is the probably the one glaring omission at the moment, and probably the biggest is having the biggest impact on how the financials look. So as an example, operationally, it's where we're very healthy. There's not a lot of report on from a capital perspective at this stage of the year, but you will notice that our operating expenditure, current year to date, as at the end of November, we were nearly $3 million under our expenditure budget, but 2.3 of that is attributable for depreciation. So once we're able to apply that, we will still be sitting under our operational expenditure budget, but it'll start to look a little
more realistic.
A little more realistic, yeah.
Councillors, questions? Okey-doke. In that case, Councillor Finney, any more comment? No?
Not happy.
I put the motion then, all in favour. Carried 5-0. Okay. Item 10.4, request for rates waiver, Yadula Aboriginal Corporation. A mover and a seconder, please. Moved Councillor Finney. Seconded Councillor Ridgely. Councillor Finney.
Yeah, I'd like to support the officer's recommendation. Just historically, I know we've awarded this concession to Yadula, and I'm happy to continue offering that concession.
Councillor Ridgely? Okay. Councillors, any discussion? Councillor Johns?
Just my question on the rates concession being applicable to charitable organisations and the letter advising that they're not a charitable organisation. If we can just have some information on that.
Mr. Chapman?
Through the Chair, Councillor Johns, the that particular part of the Local Government Act dictates a complete 100% exemption for a charitable organisation. What Council has historically done is, whilst Yadula is not a registered charitable organisation,
a not-for-profit.
They are a not-for-profit and provide a number of community services such as the Containers for Change program. So Council is, on that basis, has always granted historically granted a 25% reduction in their rates. So as a charitable organisation, they would be entitled to request 100% waiver on those rates.
Okay. Discussion, councillors. I will note that we need an absolute majority to pass this resolution. So, all in favour. Carried 5-0. Okay. Town planning report, item 11. Point one, proposed retaining wall and associated works lot 15 and lot 16, Terry Deschamps Way, Denham. A mover and a seconder, please. Move Councillor Smith. Seconder Councillor Ridgely. Councillor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, look, I'd like to talk in favour of the officer's recommendation. I've visited site. Had a look at the level of the lots and the adjoining properties, have what I consider a very good understanding of what the desire of the applicant is, and I have no problems in recommending the officer's recommendation for this retaining wall.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor Ridgely?
Yeah, just like to ask a question about the boundary fence. Like, I can't sort of between the house and the vacant land. So it looks like it might be about when the fence is up with the retaining wall, will it be close to 3 or 4 metres? I can't seem to work out. I can see a photograph of a person there. Which is the height of the actual retaining wall, and then you've got the fence on top of that again. So, I don't know which if that's on the house, other property side, or is there a thing about heights of fences?
Through the chair, Councillor Ridgely, I might just get you to have a look at page 77, which is probably the view from if you were standing on lot 17, which is the house next door. So you. So you'll see there's a dotted red line there, which is the height, which represents the current retaining wall that you can see on page 76.
Yep. So you've got the picture of the person standing there. Right, then that's to the retaining wall. Then you've got the actual fence on top of that again. So the fence itself is 1.8 metres. And it looks like the retaining wall will be 1.8 metres, so that is that higher an issue? Like I've pointed out, we've had issues.
No, the height's not an issue, primarily because lot 17 actually dropped it below the natural ground level, so they took out more than they probably should have, which is why it's probably going to appear higher than it normally would have. So they went below the natural ground level there.
They
on
dropped
lot
down to
17.
Road level,
yeah.
Yep. Originally.
I get it. Fine. Thanks.
Okay. Any other discussions, Councillor? Councillor Smith?
No, thank you.
Okay. In that case, I'll put the motion to accept the officer's recommendation. All in favour? Carried 5-0. Item 11.2, proposed warehouse, lot 11, which is 97 Knight Terrace, Denham. Ask for a mover and a seconder, please. Move Councillor Johns, second Councillor Ridgely. Councillor Johns.
No questions from me.
Councillor Ridgely? Okay, I will ask the CEO to speak to this item just with regards to the crossover in particular. Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. President. Through the chair, so just in summary, this is a the proposed outbuilding here is identical in every way to an application that council supported back in February 2023. That application lapsed. Therefore, it's been resubmitted. The officer recommendation is to refer this to the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation on the basis that that site is specifically a contaminated, registered contaminated site by virtue of the fuel station at the front. So it will be referred to DEWA for comment. The recommendation is also providing delegated authority myself to assess on once that feedback has been received for DEWA. The crossover, let me find the best way to sort of demonstrate this. So
page 99.
So page 99 shows the current the existing crossover, which is a combination of concrete driveway and paved. Paved area. Now, part of this approval and part of this application is actually for that crossover to be sealed into a driveway and an actual turning area on the basis that there will be truck movements in and out of that area. So you could see it. So probably the best example is page 107. So it's attachment 2, so it's the smallest picture you can see, but you can see the crossover there will extend all the way to the rear of the property and around to the left and down the other side. It will include a concrete hard stand loading area, which is shown on page 108 there as well. So that will all be concreted to cater for the truck movements in and out, and the loading and unloading. I guess the query is probably how do council feel about retaining the paved portion of the existing crossover, and whether there's an appetite, or I might just for the works manager.
For the chair, that section of footpath has been reconstructed in the previous works, Denham Road works that we did a couple of years ago. So that's all concrete through there right now. There is no paved area there.
Oh. Good result. who took the photos for the item? Okay, that was picked up in the in that works that was done. I thought that stopped at the entry to the.
That's all the way down there.
Okay. There you go.
Problem solved. Okay, so carry on, Mr. Chapman.
Look, probably nothing further to add unless there's any questions. As I said, the application is identical to the one that was previously approved by council but lapsed. And we will, I will pursue that once we get that feedback from DWA.
Councillor Finney?
Is the intent of the shed and the road so that the food trucks can be loaded and unloaded from the back of the property?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. Any more discussion, councillors? Councillor Johns?
No more from me.
Okay. In that case, I'll put the motion to accept the officer's recommendation. All in favour? Carried 5-0. Item 11.3, proposed swimming pool and associated development in the existing caravan park, lot 101 Stella Rowley Drive. I'd like a mover and a seconder, please. Move Councillor Ridgely, seconded Councillor Finney. Councillor Ridgely.
No, I have no opposition.
Thank you. Does that mean you're in favour of the...
I'm in favour, yes.
Thank you. Councillor Finney.
Yeah, I'm happy to support the officer's recommendation. Just to query though, am I just reading that it's doubled up on both pages then? Or is there...
Sorry, whereabouts are you?
On page 111 and 112 seem identical. Is that doubled up?
I think it's a duplicate.
Yeah. It's a stutter.
Yes, it is.
Beatbox. Okay. Councillors? Yes, Councillor Smith?
I just have one query about the if the CEO could elaborate on the food truck parking area, or is it a food truck that, and does this form part of this? Obviously, we're looking at the pool, but there's certainly a food truck in there. I just want to find out some more information on that, please.
Through the chair, thanks, Councillor Smith. No, it doesn't. For the most part, that is purely for illustrative purposes only. If you refer to Part D of the footnotes in the recommendation, where we confirm that this is not an approval for any food or coffee van, any request for that would need to be dealt with as a separate matter.
That is point 5D.
Yeah, I just wanted that noted just so that it's crystal clear, so that would come back to council at some stage if there was ever to be any sort of food vending there.
Absolutely, yes, it has to come back through that procedure. Okay.
Right. Councillor Ridgely, any more discussion? No, okay. In that case, I'll put the motion. All in favour? Carried 5-0. We need to move the motion first. Well, we have to, because it's in the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. So, item 11.4, proposed pastoral permit, Tumbler Station, lot 365, Useless Loop Road. I'd like a mover and a seconder, please. Move Councillor Smith, seconded Councillor Finney. Councillor Smith.
I'd like to ask to have the suspend standing orders so that this matter can be talked about.
Okay. Councillor Smith, you'd like to move a motion to suspend standing orders to have the discussion. Can I have a seconder for the motion? Seconder Councillor Finney. We moved the motion and it's been seconded to suspend standing orders. So I now suspend standing orders and invite council to an open discussion. Does that mean? All in favour of suspending standing orders? Carried 5-0. Thank you, Councillor Finney. Okay, can we turn off